Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Buried on page 305 of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 is a provision that awards federal employees with kids as much as $21,000 for each household to stay home. The Emergency Federal Employees Leave Fund provision includes $570 million for government employees only. The bill ignored the same provisions for you and me. The FDA stated Wednesday that Johnson & Johnson's single-dose vaccine prevents COVID-19 and that the FDA will make a final authorization decision soon. Johnson & Johnson has an ongoing study of 44,000 patients in South Africa, the United States, and Brazil. There were 7 deaths recorded among patients receiving a placebo and 0 among those who got the vaccine. Last July, the USS Bonhomme Richard was damaged at a naval base in San Diego, California. Instead of spending $30 million in repairs, some lawmakers are asking to sink the ship off the Florida coast to create an artificial reef. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
One day, technology will allow us to use renewable energies 100% of the time. Unfortunately, we're not there yet. From the Phoenix Radio News Bureau, Tim Berg has more.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says renewable energy is not the solution to the state's power problems.
Even though I work with the governor and the speaker, we're all in this together, I'm personally taking this on my back as the president of the Senate, where the legislation will, as well as the House, come through. Well, no nonsense, no excuses. We got to fix this.
Patrick, speaking there on Fox News, he also reminded everyone that it was natural gas, nuclear, and coal that got the power running again in Texas.
The cold has killed the young and the old. It has claimed lives from southern Texas to northern Ohio. Texans are well-versed in hurricanes and heat waves, but snowstorms and frigid temperatures are quite rare. Authorities say at least 58 people died in last week's storms. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The power in Texas failed miserably during last week's deadly Arctic blast. When people needed the power most, it was not there. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, Val Dior reports.
We're beginning to get to the bottom of how it was possible that millions of Texans went without heat for days while temperatures stayed below freezing. We now know that some of the very people who call the shots on Texas's power do not even live here in the state. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, held an emergency board meeting on Wednesday and confirmed that 5 board members have resigned, effective immediately. 4 during the meeting, the 5th had separately submitted her resignation prior to. All 5 members maintain out-of-state addresses. Texas Governor Greg Abbott welcomed their resignations and confirmed that the state will continue to investigate.
At least 58 people died in Texas due to the winter storms last week. Major League Baseball spring training starts Sunday. Some of the games include the Blue Jays and Yankees in Tampa, Florida, the Nationals and Cardinals in Jupiter, Florida, and the Marlins and Astros in West Palm Beach, Florida. In the West, the Reds and the Indians in Goodyear, Arizona, Dodgers and A's in Mesa, Arizona, and the Brewers and White Sox in Glendale, Arizona. Regular season starts April 1st. NASCAR racing this weekend from Miami, Florida. On Saturday, the Xfinity Series Contender Boats 250 will start at 4:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, inspection start at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Then it's the Dixie Vodka 400 at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Look, I got a note here. I'm sorry if you misunderstood what I was saying about Tiger Woods, okay? Making fun of him. I think we all learn from the things that we experience. And I'm sure he's probably telling his kids, hey, this is what happens, you know, when you are going faster than the conditions call for. Personally, that has been something. I don't know what it is. As I've gotten older, Megan Barth, I find myself, the type A personality that I am anyway. And I have found a faster speed, and I have to constantly tell myself, slow down. So when I heard about what happened in Los Angeles to Tiger Woods, it was like, I felt like, hey, but for the grace of God, that could be me, craning out of control, and especially you start getting at that age where, you're not quite as flexible as you used to be. And, you just catch yourself dealing with your own aging humanity. You know what I'm saying? Of course, for you, it's such a long ways off. This is totally foreign. This is like what you hear your father telling you, not you yourself experiencing.
Oh, yeah, right, Bill. But, I used to live up in that area, that Palos Verdes area. And when I heard that, I said, well, I'm not surprised. I didn't know, of course, that he was speeding, which, of course, is never a good idea, specifically in that area, because, number one, you're on the side of a mountain, basically. It's very hilly, curvy. It can be extraordinarily foggy, even early in the morning.
Exactly.
So I wasn't really sure of the issues surrounding the crash when I first heard it. But yes, speeding anywhere never is a good idea. And then we also have to remember, just slow down. You don't have a plane to catch. I guess he was a little old getting to Riviera, Riviera Country Club to give Drew Brees a golf lesson, from what I understand.
Right.
Nothing is that important to endanger your life. And you never know. It's a good reminder that your life can change in just the blink of an eye.
Exactly. Well, and like the sheriff said, he could have died. I mean, you look at that car and what happened. And like you say, both you and I, we grew up in that area. We know those roads, and they can be quite treacherous, even when it's, blue skies and sunshine. But you add some other elements, and I'm not sure that was the case, that he was dealing with any fog, but especially fog. When the fog sets in there, it's like, you're driving like Stevie Wonder. I mean, you're just out there.
Yeah, you can't see a darn thing. It's just the thickest fog I've ever been in my life. And I actually ended up on the wrong side of the road because I couldn't see at like 5 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
But, it can be a dangerous area, and I'm just glad that he was able to pull through it. He didn't do any more damage than he's already done. He's going to have a very long road to recovery.
Yeah, especially because he's, especially at his age. I mean, speaking of age, we don't bounce back as quickly as we did when we're in our 20s. You know, you're talking pins and needles and everything in the leg. My son just went through that himself as a result of a motorcycle accident. It's been 4 years. 4 years, but of course, you know, he's not a class A athlete. He's not going to have the band of doctors and everybody behind him. The Tiger Woods, no doubt, will. But hopefully, he, you know, in true Tiger Woods spirit, he does bounce back. But yeah, the lesson is still there. You know that you know we need to slow down. And that's the message that I want people to take away. This Sunday, well, of course, this weekend, actually, I should say, CPAC is underway. And as I head down, and you and I were talking about this, the cancel culture cannot touch CPAC. You know, I think it's impenetrable. No matter what they do, they're trying, but they can't break through because CPAC has and always will be an organic process. Yes, they'll take advantage. I mean, when it's there, and if social media doesn't want to carry it and participate, it doesn't matter. CPAC's still going to go. The energy is going to happen. Donald Trump will invigorate conservatives and a party in need of a vision and a shot of courage, right?
Yeah, and well, cancel culture tried to cancel CPAC. I don't know if you saw the news, but every time you clicked on the CPAC link on Twitter, it was blocked. And then Twitter came out, I believe, this morning or late last night and said, oops, it was another glitch. It's amazing how those glitches only happen on the right, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what, if they started getting fined seriously, like some have suggested for those glitches, I bet those glitches would go away, don't you think?
Most likely, but I mean, they have billions and billions and billions of dollars. You know, it would depend on what the size of the fine is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember being on a radio show a while ago, probably a couple of years, 3 years ago now, and someone said, well, why would Fox News do XYZ? They would hurt their ratings. And I said, because liberals run Fox News now, and it doesn't matter necessarily about the ratings. It just matters about the message.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats, as we witnessed this past week, need to control the narrative. They need to silence dissent. You literally had journalists as well as Democrats talking about, if someone disagrees with government, can we censor them? I mean, this is coming right out of communist China.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is exactly who the Democrats are. So it doesn't really matter about ratings to the Democrats that own and run Fox News. As we've seen, Fox News is completely plummeted in their ratings. They're still holding strong, but their ratings are in the tank. And it's because they decided to, number one, call Arizona before the election night was even over and disgusted plenty of people. And then, of course, you can't talk about certain things on Fox News, like you can't talk about certain things on Twitter, or you can't talk. This type of censorship is extraordinarily dangerous, anti-American, and is going to lead to further division. I was raised in a time a little bit before you, Bill, but it piggybacks on your generation as well.
Mm-hmm.
We were raised at a time where
you were raised before me. You were raised before me. I don't think so, but that's
no,
okay.
Piggyback.
On
you.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I was raised in a time where dialogue was actually encouraged, specifically not only in the classroom but the public square. We had even televised debates, and this sort of dialogue actually creates civility.
Mm-hmm.
And because we've got less dialogue now, less freedom of speech, I contend that it's in direct correlation, the incivility is in direct correlation to the stifling of free speech.
Mm-hmm.
So we watched the Senate hearing, what was it, yesterday, and I was really glad to see a lot of the Republicans standing up and throwing it right in back in the Democrats' faces. Specifically, Steve Scalise, who was gunned down by a crazed Bernie Sanders supporter. And the reason he was gunned down is because he believed that the shooter believed that Republicans were going to basically kill grandma and take away his health care. And he also believed the Russian collusion narrative, which was spread by CNN and MSNBC. Mm-hmm. You have to ask yourself, well, where are the Republicans demanding that CNN and MSNBC be shut down? Well, we're not, because we're actually constitutional in our approach to politics.
Right. Well, and let's talk about the censoring of the Democrats that promoted that, you know, with their ads during the political campaigns, you know, depicting, you know, a Paul Ryan caricature, you know, tossing Granny over the cliff. I mean, but that's erased. That isn't part of the narrative. It's all Donald Trump's fault. We've got more from Megan Barth after this. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 after.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans, so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
I'll say it's our honor to serve you because that's what it's all about as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Megan Barth, Megan and I, I think we've got to have like a fifth or sixth anniversary coming. We've been around together and I've just been so grateful, you know, for the relationship and that the way we, both of us on the same team for truth, for the American dream and first principles right now that are so lacking. I mean, and this is, I think through all this experience, people are realizing that first principles do matter, that if we allow this cancel culture to come in and take away our First Amendment right, I mean, our liberties are gone. And people are starting to push back. As you mentioned, you know, we've got politicians, Republicans now that are, they found their spine, you know, and I think that if the truth be known, they're none too happy about what happened to Donald Trump. And, you know, though they, the forces to be want to continue to hide and not even address the issue, the truth will eventually come out, Megan Barth. I really believe that that will be the case. But until then, people are very angry. They're silently upset about what happened, how Donald Trump was mistreated. Even the crowning, jewel of idiocy was, impeaching him after he left office.
Yeah, which didn't even work a second time. he's now more popular than ever. I just saw a poll, 73%. Of Republicans believe that the election was rigged, and about that same percentage love the president. Now, Liz Cheney can't be counted in that 73%, because in an interview in front of the press yesterday, Kevin McCarthy was asked specifically about Donald Trump and whether or not he should speak at CPAC. Well, what kind of question is that?
Right.
And Kevin McCarthy said, of course, and Liz Cheney basically said, well, that's up to CPAC, but Donald Trump really has no place in the Republican Party or as a leader of the Republican Party. Well, Liz Cheney is going to be on The View after she loses her seat by 30 points. That's the future for Liz Cheney. She's complaining, I guess, that the war in Afghanistan just hasn't lasted long enough. And this is the type of Republicans that actually will be weeded out. Mm-hmm. If you recall 2009, Bill, on the heels of the Tea Party movement and at the genesis of it, 2009, 2010, 2012, the Tea Party actually had an enormous effect on politics.
Exactly.
The backlash against the Republican Party and the Democrat Party weeded out plenty of rhinos and basically handed Obama a huge loss. Mm-hmm. In the legislature, as well as governorships to the Democrat Party, lost a record amount of seats all over the place.
Right.
And I think this is just probably where we're headed. Of course, we have to have fair and square elections.
Right.
And the Democrats now, with absolute unilateral control over three branches of government without any sort of firewall, when Joe Biden's done signing his executive orders, and when the Congress actually gets back to the business of the people, the Democrats will come out of the gate swinging in order to continue and or to further erode election integrity and safeguard in elections.
Right.
They're going to want nationwide ballot harvesting. They're going to want basically no question absentee voting. And in the face of this type of tyranny and abuse of power, what we're seeing are states across the country basically fighting back through their own legislative efforts. North Dakota, here's a good example, just passed through the House of North Dakota. I don't think the governor signed it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, she's South Dakota. This is North Dakota.
Oh, North. Yeah, right.
They just basically signed a no mask piece
right.
of legislation.
Yes, I saw that.
Where,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where if the federal government tries to force masks, North Dakota just basically flips them the bird. Mm-hmm. You had one North Dakota congressman say that it's diabolical silliness, which I agree with him. Mm-hmm. It is diabolical silliness. Then if you go down to Missouri, they basically said that they're going to protect the Second Amendment. They made themselves a Second Amendment sanctuary state. If you go to Alabama, in the middle of the Alabama legislature right now is legislation that will protect women's sports. And we have to watch this Equality Act that's being shoved through by the communists in Congress right now, which will literally do further damage to women's sports outside of what Joe Biden has already done through executive order.
Yeah, this is what happens when progressives take over and the Marxists are in full control here. I mean, it is the tail shaking the dog of the Democratic Party. We knew it was going to happen. No big surprise. We have voter remorse, and it's amazing to me how you will hear from voters going, I didn't think they would do this. What do you mean?
Well, then you don't know the enemy.
Exactly. Well, and the other deal, too, and in part, I mean, I can understand, because here it was during the primary, Megan, if you remember, you know, 70% of Democrats told progressives, we're not interested in that stuff. Get that stuff out of here. 70%. But yet, you know, this is why there's such incongruity here, is if you've got 70% of your own party saying we're not interested, but yet you win the general election with over 80 million votes. I mean, this stuff, you know, it's too anomalous. It's too extraordinary to believe it. But, you know, like you said, they've set the ball in motion. And as I was talking with another election expert the other day, he said, what are we going to be faced with now? The Republicans are going to have to fight back and say, OK, well, look, if cheating's the rule of the day, we just got to be better cheaters.
Well, we're also seeing states take it upon themselves to also pass their own election integrity laws.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia, as an example, which was rife with fraud, was even caught on camera. But then, of course, you'll have Democrats saying it doesn't exist, even though we caught it on camera. They just passed a legislation in one branch of their Congress, I believe, in their government, that will implement voter ID for absentee voting. Well, if they can implement voter ID for absentee voting, they can certainly voter ID for general voting.
Right. Well, we're going to have a little bit of courage here. That's it. Well, the other thing that they need to really make sure of is that there is a firewall against Eric Holder and the band of attorneys that attacked all these different state houses at the last minute and threatened them with last minute lawsuits and intimidated them into compromising their election laws. You see, and that hasn't been investigated. I mean, that was incredible, the kind of pressure that they put in on these key states like this. And these states have a firewall that doesn't allow any Republican or Democratic interest, any outside interest, to compromise voter integrity.
Yeah, and Mark Elias was actually one of the lead lawyers that went in with threat of lawsuit and then made all of these side deals with unelected officials to change election laws.
Exactly.
He complained about voter integrity in a New York election. I think it was the 5th district, but I'm uncertain, basically saying that there was fraud. I'm like, wait a minute. You of all people are complaining because the Republican won.
Yeah.
See, there's only fraud if the Republican wins.
Yeah, if they don't get the result, then it's only fraud. Yeah, that's
otherwise,
so bizarre.
Okay. Yeah, otherwise, yeah, voter fraud is the best. Yeah.
Well, it all goes in that same bucket. It was like, you know, I'm sure you saw the Merrick Garland interview and or, you know, the hearing and that. I suffered. I couldn't believe it. I mean, here's the guy that was nominated for the Supreme Court, and boy, I'll tell you, it was not impressive at all. And, of course, he makes this insane statement about Antifa. What's all that about? I mean, we've got about 45 seconds, so I'll let you wrap that up.
Yeah, if you're a member of Antifa, as long as you attack federal buildings at night, you have a pass because it happened at night.
Right.
Merrick Garland reminded me of Robert Mueller. Remember the play on Robert Mueller? This man, he's, you know, so smart and da-da-da-da, and he was a doddering fool. That's Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland doesn't even think illegally crossing the border is illegal.
Yeah. Go figure, huh? I mean, that's why they call it illegal, Merrick Garland.
Right.
Here, a one-time nominee for the Supreme Court. Boy, I'll tell you how we were saved on that deal. Thank you very much, Mitch McConnell. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barr, thank you so much for being with us. Founder, proprietor of RayandBabe.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a recent survey from Bank of America, One in three Americans say their financial goal for the first half of 2021 is to increase their savings. To be an effective saver, it's important to form habits that make saving simple and automatic. Chris Wong, Senior Vice President, Consumer Savings Executive at Bank of America.
With many Americans looking to save more this year, it's important to review your spending habits, create a budget, and set goals. Making a commitment to saving even just a small amount each month can help put you on a path to financial success, and there are many easy-to-use tools that can help make saving simple.
Using Bank of America's Keep the Change program, you can build your savings automatically by rounding up each purchase to the nearest dollar, turning spare change into savings. It's an easy way to make spending part of your savings plan. To learn more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Buried on page 305 of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 is a provision that awards federal employees with kids as much as $21,000 for each household to stay home. The Emergency Federal Employees Leave Fund provision includes $570 million for government employees only. The bill ignored the same provisions for you and me. The FDA stated Wednesday that Johnson & Johnson's single-dose vaccine prevents COVID-19 and that the FDA will make a final authorization decision soon. Johnson & Johnson has an ongoing study of 44,000 patients in South Africa, the United States, and Brazil. There were 7 deaths recorded among patients receiving a placebo and 0 among those who got the vaccine. Last July, the USS Bonhomme Richard was damaged at a naval base in San Diego, California. Instead of spending $30 million in repairs, some lawmakers are asking to sink the ship off the Florida coast to create an artificial reef. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. You know, last year was a year that, how can we forget all the upended American life, the things that happened, moments of change do present new opportunities, however, and we're finding that out experientially. And that even amidst a crisis like the once-in-a-century pandemic, there are silver linings to be found. Americans are not only reimagining their dreams, but actively pursuing them, believe it or not. This is evidenced by a surge in vacation home buying, which is up 100% from last year. It's hard to imagine, right? The unprecedented rate of new businesses being started, and 70% of Americans that plan to tackle home renovations in 2021. A profound silver lining has also emerged for millions of Americans because savings accounts, we see, have risen. The pandemic remains a part of our lives, and it's made many of us realize the importance of planning and being prepared for the unexpected. And with the right plan in place, there's always opportunities to continue to achieve your financial dreams. With us right now is Mark Haywood. He's a Northwestern Mutual financial advisor. And boy, does he have some great advice to share with us. Mark, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
Well, Mark, how can we keep our financial plan on track in uncertain economic times? And what's the best way to rebuild your savings if you've dipped into it during the pandemic? So I'll ask you two questions right off the bat.
Excellent. Sure. So one of the first things that I would share is that tough times don't last, but tough and consistent people do. So as a Northwestern Mutual financial advisor, one of the things that I share with my clients is that when you've got the right plan in place, staying on track is possible even in the midst of uncertain times. So a few bits of advice, for example, just to make sure that you can keep your plan on track even when everything around you is going topsy-turvy. Number one, do not let your emotions get the best of you. You know, when you work with a financial professional, you plan for the ups and downs. So you don't want to let your emotions get the best of you when it comes to your money, and you want to make sure that you avoid any sudden movement. So, for example, you don't want to pull your money out of the stock market when there's an unexpected dip because you might lock in your losses. Oftentimes, just staying consistent will allow your dollars the opportunity to rebound. So, you know, making sure that you have a solid financial plan will account for the second thing I would recommend is to make sure that you revisit your budget. You know, whether you've had a job change or even if you've maintained steady income during this time, but your expenses have adjusted. Take a comprehensive look, not just at what's coming in each month as far as revenue, but also take an important look at what's going out as far as expenses each month. Third, I would recommend working with an expert. You know, when you're facing an uncertain market, especially as you're getting closer and closer to retirement, the stakes are getting higher and higher, right? So finding an advisor who will understand your financial goals will make sure that you have a thorough, exhaustive look at what your options are that will truly fit your needs. So that's how you stay on track, even in the midst of uncertain times. Now, as you're coming out of these uncertain times, which is, you know, we're kind of reaching that pivotal point right now, you want to make sure you look at the best ways to rebuild. So one of the first things I recommend as far as replenishing your savings, investments, and things of that nature, determine what your savings goals are and understand what your options are. So, for example, a great place to start would be to look at what you have in emergency funds. 3 to 6 months worth of expenses may be a great starting goal, amount to put away during this time. And let's say, for example, if you're talking about retirement dollars, for example, if you took advantage of the CARES Act and you dipped into your retirement savings, well, make a plan to repay these funds by increasing your monthly contributions until you paid yourself back. So that will help you avoid stealing from your future and getting hit with fees and taxes down the road. And lastly, I would also recommend, as you're rebuilding, to the extent that you can automate your savings and investments, it will keep you on track. So once you determine how much you can comfortably funnel into your emergency fund each month, or you can automate a recurring transfer from your checking account to your emergency savings, or if you have enough discretionary income, do the same automation for your investment strategy. Well, if you do that, that will help hold you accountable to set money aside rather than spend it. So your future self will thank you in the event of a possible job loss or any other expected financial turn. And also your future self will thank you for putting away these invested resources that you can tap into in order to accomplish your future life goal.
You know, without a doubt, Mark, automating your savings. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of great response on that. People are really pleased with that concept, and it's proving to be very effective. Also, you talk about revisiting your plan. No doubt things were turned upside down, and people along the way did find, you know, some budget adjustments that could be made because they weren't having to drive into the office, you know, the purchase of you know, new clothes and that sort of thing, because sometimes people are in their pajamas, you know, at home work, you know, doing work, you know.
Right, absolutely. So, you know, what I would also say is that because things have changed and things are, you know, as I shared a second ago, pivoting, and we're getting to the point that the economy is slowly starting to open up a little bit more. These vaccines are getting out and things like that. What I've also noticed is that a common mistake that people have made when they started looking at their budget is that they don't build their budget around their realistic habits. So let me give you an example. As you just said, people weren't spending as much money on clothes. People weren't going into the office, so they weren't spending as much money on gas. They weren't having to buy lunch because they were making it in their kitchen, things of that nature. Well, at a certain point, people are going to start going back into the office. People are going to start traveling more. People are going to start having more of those discretionary experiences like taking their children to Chuck E. Cheese or something like that. So what I've also shared with my clients is that while it's important that you created a budget to adjust for when the pandemic broke out, well, as we're now starting to come out of this pandemic, it's important to start thinking about what your lifestyle will actually become, what the requisite monthly budget is necessary to achieve that lifestyle, and, you know, making sure that you're making those adjustments for life as, you know, life adjusts as we come out of all of this craziness that we've been dealing with for the last year or so.
Hey, Mark, what are you finding in terms of some, you mentioned one common mistake. Are there some other common mistakes to avoid when creating a budget during this time?
Sure. So keeping your head in the sand is one huge mistake. you know, failing to really look out and see what the next 3 months, 6 months, or a year will look like. So a remedy that I would recommend to people is to hold yourself accountable, make sure that you're tracking your spending, calculate coming in, so you can give any surplus that you have in your budget a specific purpose. Being consistent about building those good habits, that will actually help people achieve their dreams, not just today, but also in the future. And then also another easy budgeting mistake would be to forget about non-routine spending. You know, sometimes, you know, you might want to account for the fact that, hey, you know what, I like to get that, you know, random one-off, I'm going to treat myself to lunch this time, or I'm going to, you know, go to brunch, you know, on this random Sunday, or even routine spending, for example. And here's what I mean by routine spending. So let's say if you're thinking about trips or holidays or gift giving or seasonal shopping, you know, things of that nature, well, that's not every month, but that might be once a quarter or once a year or something like that. So another thing that I recommend for people to do is to start looking at their monthly statements from last year, identify those moments of what I like to call seasonal spending, total them up, and then divide that by 12 so that every month you're consistently putting those dollars away for when those incidents occur.
Exactly. That's a great idea. We're talking with Mark Haywood, financial advisor with Northwestern Mutual. About a minute and a half left here, Mark. What about some pandemic-related tax implications? What should we keep in mind?
Sure. So one of the first things I suggest, particularly since people have been working remotely, they may or may not have been working in their home state. Some people have, you know, picked up and traveled to some other state to be around family or be more comfortable or something of that nature. Well, in general, I recommend that people work with a tax professional, because whether or not you move to a different state than you work during this time, well, that can sometimes cause double or triple taxation depending on the state in which you're in. So I definitely recommend connect with a financial advisor and a tax professional to determine what those tax implications will be, you know, once you do have to file your taxes.
Right.
And then the last thing that I would recommend for anybody who took any distributions from their retirement plan, definitely also have those conversations with your financial advisor or tax professional in order to make sure that you have a plan to either pay those dollars back into your retirement plan or pay the taxes when those taxes are due. And then lastly, if anyone has experienced a reduction in their income, it might be a good time to talk to your financial advisor or tax professional about discussing a Roth IRA or a possible Roth conversion of any pre-tax dollars that you might have in any old 401ks or IRAs.
Well, Mark Haywood, we got to leave it there. Mark is a financial advisor with Northwestern Mutual. I'm going to give you the last word. Where can they go for more information, Mark?
Sure, absolutely. If you desire more information, you can definitely go to northwesternmutual.com or you can go to www.mark-haywood.com, either one.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1HIT for more information.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. Just a reminder, for more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, now batting for Dr. Ted Baer is the one and only Evie Baer Carroll. Anytime I can get a chance to talk with Evie, it's always a good thing. Evie, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, good to have you here. One of the stories that we wanted to track on and discuss was Kenan, this new comedy that you say is for parents but not for kids, huh?
Well, this comedy is a show, they've kind of made it seem like it was for kids, but really it's more, you know, we would give caution for children to watch it, but it is, we do say that it, there's some positive elements to it. For parents, it's about a man who's on television, Kenan, and he, his wife has just passed away and he has two daughters and he's learning how to, you know, navigate the world now that his wife has passed. And, it's by Kenan Thompson, who, he was, they're big comedians that people know. And so he, you know, there's some good elements to it about family, about coming together as a family, about, you know, having to get over kind of grief and the father being a very present father and all those elements. But there's some cautionary stuff as in some, you know, alcohol consumption and foul language. So that's why we say more adult.
Well, Kenan Thompson, of course, he stars as Kenan Williams in this Wake Up with Kenan. He's a... he's a show, a morning talk show host. And of course, we know Kenan Thompson from Saturday Night Live cast. In fact, he did probably one of the funniest bits I'd ever seen on Tiger Woods, being Tiger Woods being another accident. It was absolutely hysterical. And if you ever get a chance, if you haven't seen it, you got to look it up in some of the archives. It's very, very funny. And I'm almost waiting to see, okay, what do they do now after Tiger Woods has been in another accident there in your neck of the woods there in Southern California?
I know they, you know, he has a partner, Kenan and Kel, which is his partner, and they are very funny and they do a lot of funny things. So they have, you know, it's more adult, and we wouldn't recommend it for younger audiences because they're they have language and stuff. But they, you know, yeah, we'll see who they kind of impersonate next.
Yes, exactly. And so hide the kids for this one. But there is, like you said, there's some heartfelt comedy to it. You can only imagine what it must be
for a parent, especially a father, to, you know, to lose the mother of the children and now be the breadwinner, be mom and dad all in the same case, you know, all in one whack under the same roof. It presents for some interesting challenges, but the fact of the matter is, and sadly, it's not all that foreign in the homes of America today. These are stories. I mean, this does happen, but of course, this is for some comedy here, and they go to lengths, and so be forewarned. Now, another article that you wrote about was this new Disney feature to give parents more control over what children watch. Tell us about that.
Well, it's actually a very interesting thing that Disney is doing. They're doing a feature called Star, and what it does is that it stops the children from going into the more adult content on the platform, which is the 18-plus content, and you have to have a code in order to get into the Star content, which is the more adult. Now, it's interesting at the same time because Disney really has been focusing on the family audience, and so it's interesting that they're wanting to do more adult stuff. I hope they don't steer from, you know, more their positive elements that they do and their more wholesome elements. I hope they don't really steer from that into more mature, but this article and what we found is that they kind of are adding this element of the more mature, so... You know, I think it'll be interesting to see what it really is all about going forward.
Exactly. No, I agree. And, of course, Disney's had their hands full because they've had to go back and kind of retrofit some of these old series, you know, where you've got the cancel mongers in full display, you know, causing them to, you know, adjust some of the history and the beautiful movies that they made with these new up-to-date woke disclaimers, right?
Yeah, it's an interesting time in our history for sure. And, you know, some things that we're not very happy about. And Disney has decided to put on these disclaimers in front of their shows to say, oh, you know, this may be culturally insensitive. They even did that on the Muppet series. I mean, so you wonder what the Muppet series had culturally inappropriate in it. I don't even know what they're figuring is, you know,
exactly.
Would be triggering to people, but they have this disclaimer that goes up and it says, you know, this show could be triggering to people and make them offended. And so we always have to be careful about that nowadays, I guess.
Well, exactly. Well, we had a, you know, Democratic presidential candidate that said that it takes a village. And I guess you just have to be careful about what kind of village that you live in if they're going
right.
to take over the, you know, what your children learn and how they learn it. I mean, you know, this is, you know, I think we're on thin ice here on this particular topic and what they're trying to do. But, you know, we know the political forces, they keep forcing, you know, they keep progressing. That's their nature, right?
Exactly. And that's like our whole thing of the guy is just, you know what's in the content before you show your kids. It's so easy to just be, you know, hand your kid an iPad and they'll be looking at stuff and something comes up that kind of offends our Christian traditional values. And you
right.
need to be aware what's in the content before you show them it, what's in the streaming stuff, what's in the TV, what's, you know, because stuff comes up and they're kind of pushing these agendas. And you know, I have two children, and so that's something that's really important to me.
Yeah, well, I bet. Abby Bear Carroll is our guest. She's the host of Movie Guide TV. She's pinch hitting for her dad, Dr. Ted, and we always welcome her here to the show to you know, share what's going on at Movie Guide. What's going on with Kevin Sorbo? I mean, the woke community is at it again. He's been canceled. You know, it just keeps on going. And it's one thing to be canceled, but, you know, can we talk? Can you explain to me what did I do to offend you? Why are you canceling me? But the powers to be say, look, we cancel you when we want to cancel you, why we want to cancel you, and it's on a need-to-know basis.
Exactly. And, you know, it's just happening all over the place since, you know, December, January. It's just happening one after another. So we have all these articles on different people, and now Kevin Sorbo's been canceled. You know, Kevin Sorbo has been in a lot of faith movies. He was in God's Not Dead and Soul Surfer, and, you know, we all know him in the faith community, and he is, you know, he kind of talks about politics because that's something he's passionate about. His wife is very passionate about politics. Yeah. And so she talks about it. And so they're always trying to cancel people that have a different worldview than they want to present. But their worldview can still be up there. So they've now canceled his Facebook and just deleted it of all. And I'm not sure how many followers are, but he had, but I'm sure he had a huge amount because he's very popular.
Oh, no, he had a huge following between he and his wife, Sam. Of course, a lot of interest, a lot of, you know, input and reporting on what's going on in Hollywood, even amongst other artists who are Christians that are, you know, they're being about their business. They're craftsmen and I guess I have to say craftswomen because we've got to be so pronoun sensitive these days to make sure that everybody's all inclusive, which was interesting for me because I remember when they made the transition when they would just say actors, you know, and you go, well, no, she's an actress. No, she's an actor. So then you had to get through that. And then now I'm not even sure what we're supposed to say anymore. It's almost like I need to walk around with a cheat sheet to make sure that I'm not offending anybody. And oftentimes, you know, I find myself, Abby, just saying to people, you know, that's not my heart. I'm not looking to offend you. I just want to communicate with you, you know.
Right. Right. It's, you know, we don't know what to say to people anymore. It's just changing so rapidly. But, you know, if we're showing people Christ, I mean, that'll help their confusion because Christ gives us direction and purpose and understanding of how to live. And so, you know, there's so much confusion in the world. And really the answer is Jesus Christ because he'll direct our path.
Well, and it's what we need. We were talking about this earlier, Evie. No, it's just that what happens, the polar opposites that are in play here is you have people that are very emotional, and then you have the other side that wants to reason. Well, reason can't reason with emotion. So it's almost like we have to let emotion run its course and people finally realizing that, hey, all this arguing and fussing isn't getting me anywhere, and that maybe all my arguments are out. And all the one-liners are out and everything else. Hey, let's just sit down and talk about this. And what I find when we're able to do that is we pretty much end up, you know, in the same zip code. We're in the proximity. You know, when you think about first principles, and you can reason that because you want to protect the interests of your family and yourself, your job, your faith, you know, important issues for people of all, you know, all colors, all across the spectrum. But when one side is more emotional than the other and emotion is controlling the debate or the discussion, we're not getting anywhere. We're not all the smarter because of the conversation of anything. We're worn out and we're almost dumbed down in the process.
Yeah. And it's been this year has been an interesting, 2020 was interesting because everybody was just in their little houses, in their little computers, and they're saying whatever they want because they're not seeing the people face to face. And when you see someone face to face, you tend to not, you know, you see their reaction and you tend to not be so aggressive. Right. And so it's kind of created an aggressive culture to just be, you know, that's my viewpoint. You know, what are you going to do about it? So
right.
It's exactly. Interesting.
Well, now that we solved all that and we can live in peace, it's going to be a great day and a great week. Evie Bear Carroll, the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie, there's more there that you've reported on. Tell them where they can go to be in the flow of the know.
Yeah, go to movieguide.org for entertainment news that follows your values.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the
word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.